Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Awakening. I'm your host, and I'd like to say co-pilot Michelle Shea helped me on doing it there. A little bit later, I'm going to find details there. I'm broadcasting today live from Palm Springs. I'm on vacation, and winding down from all my vacation parties. Also, we'll be working out here for a little bit of time. And it's just gorgeous. I've got to tell everyone, it's really super, super hot, uber hot, and you know, it's very breezy. I'm just out of the pool, and it's a nice breeze. The sun is out, like the mountains, like palm trees, big, woolen trees. Just beautiful. I hope everyone is doing great today. Anyway, if you happen to be new to Awakening, I'll tell you a little bit about it. We are part of the Converging Flow. We highlight interviews with conscious beings, experts, authors, metaphysicians, spiritualists, writers, creative, innovative thinkers in their own field that are awake or awakening and taking this awakened state into their everyday lives. That's really the key. And we're a bridging point between science, spirituality, technology, and creativity. And that creativity looked at coming from the all that is. So part of that converging from all good. So someone's telling me about the sound. How about now? How about now? I'm on a different mic than what I normally do. So let me know, people are letting me know in the chat room. Also, if try something and now you know. A little better, but not good. Okay, so this mic, I won't mention who, where it's from, but I'll use again. Okay, it might be just activating the room. Also, if you are listening for the first time and you'd like to listen just in the chat room, that's great as a guest. If you'd like to interact in the chat room, which is really great as well for some people, then you need to register, and that is just by going at the very bottom of the chat box, and you go to the very bottom of the chat box, and it will say sign in, obviously already part of Lots of Radio, you can sign in, but if you are a guest and you want to interact in the chat room, you can even sign up, which is just your name and email. That helps a lot. But it's kind of fun to be interactive as well. You don't have to necessarily listen by phone. But if you would like to listen to stuff by phone, the number is 347-539-5122. And again, that's 347-539-5122. And if you do have a question or comment, then just please press 1 on the keypad, and that will help. And I'm getting a lot of different stuff. Anyway, things are going well. I hope everybody's doing well. I want to also say hello to all that are listening later in the archives and via CosmicDimensions.com as well. And also thanking everybody that's participating in Consciousness Guide Living, the online magazine that speaks to your soul. It's great to connect with so many people around the globe. It's such great, great articles, such great input and sharing. It really, really is turning into a wonderful community of aware being, like-minded individuals that are focused on raising consciousness and sharing that, the path to that, your own individual path, it's a really wonderful first stepping into it. And if you would like to subscribe to this, be part of it, it's free. All you need to do is go to consciousinspiredliving.com, and then we also have a Facebook page, Conscious Inspired Living. So that is also another way to connect in. Great to be connected. I'm wondering how everybody's doing this retrograde. There is a lot of re-evaluation going on, and I want to say re-dedication to your path, to your purpose. That is the big focus of this retrograde. It really is about focus right now on the individual emergence and what I like to call it as a rededicating, reevaluating, reviewing. And we all need to do this every now and then, but this one is specifically to your life path right now. What is the focus for you, and how can you align to that focus? So one of the ways that we do that aligning is we have to take the time to reevaluate and look and see what is it that I really want to do. What am I really, what is my path? What is my purpose right now? What am I meant to be doing? Is what I'm doing, is it aligned to my path and purpose? That's another one that's really key right now. Is what I'm doing aligned to my path and purpose? Or is it not? And if it's not, then you need to reevaluate and see. You need to reevaluate and see, is this really what I'm meant to be doing? And in that focus, I'm going to try to see if I can do it. Oh, really bad. Okay. I can hear that hum. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'm going to see what I can do. Is that the sound? That's really awful. And that's not my mic. It's something with the connection. Okay, because I just undid the mic. Okay, so let's try again. Thank you for everybody for letting me know. Hello, I'm back. Okay, let me know. There was a really, really bad connection. Sorry about that, everyone. When I called in from another line, I could hear that. So if someone can let me know if that still is sounding really horrible, or that was bad. I don't know what that was going on. So if anybody can let me know how the sound is, that would be great. Are we still having solar flares at light? Yes, we are. We are. But also, we're in a Mercury retrograde. It's in Virgo. No better. Wow. Okay. I don't know what is going on here. It's really frustrating. What about now? I'm really pulling back the sound. Loud voice, but loud hum. Still the hum. What about now? Still hum? Deb, if you can tell me. You still have the hum? I'm not sure where that is coming from. No, now there's no hum. Great. How is the sound? Is the sound okay? I'm just... Oh, now there's none. Back again. Okay. Let's see, let me turn it down. No, the sound is not okay. All right, bear with me. Let me try with another focus to see if I can come in from another way and log in. Don't go with a different mic. There you go. Don't go with a different mic. I'm not sure what the hum is coming from. What about now? Turn on your vacuum cleaner light. I don't have one on. How about now? Talk about Mercury retrograde. Okay, well, I want to get this done before our guest comes on because I really want to connect with her. Okay, so bear with me. Those that are listening, I appreciate you holding the space to let me know how the sound is. Okay, if someone can let me know, I'm calling in on another number, and hopefully people will be able to hear me. Boy, the technology, not quite working so well. So anyway, such is life at the moment. So anyway, with this retrograde kind of, and solar flares, as Light was saying as well, got a lot going on right now. And practicing patience, I suppose, right? Let's see, Lysa, do you have a, sounds clear. Thank you, Evolution Muse. Thank you. Do you have a fan on in the room? Could be picking it up. No fan and nothing outside. No hum. Yay, all right. No fan, no hum, but it may be, I'm logged in a different way to my laptop, which, sorry, you guys, it's not a USB connection. It's a different type of connection, so that's probably it. Evolution Muse in the chat is saying Mercury retro trine Pluto in Capricorn. Well, that trining Pluto says if you persevere, there will be change. If you persevere, then things will come around or turn around. So anyway, it's just great to be here with everyone that showing up today, and also all that are listening via iTunes and as well as the archives. The Matrix, no worries, not your fault. Thank you so much. Yeah, but I know, but you know what? I didn't realize how bad that hum was and that awful sound until I called in on another number to listen while I obviously was still logged in talking to all of you. I called in and I could hear this horrible connection. And I think that may have been the calling in through the computer. So
we'll just flow with it, wing with it, and anyway, great to be here with everyone as well. So, perfect timing to be focusing on consciousness. We're going to hear, I know that we throw that word around quite a bit, but you're going to be hearing a lot more of that and more of a focus on consciousness being more awake or aware or the shift, especially as we get closer to 2012 and then beyond, because the real shifting comes in 2014 to 2015. So it's really, we're in this major refocusing of our awareness and laser light awareness onto our path. What is your soul's purpose? What is your, some people want to say mission, life expression, where is your joy, where do you feel that you're being led? Those are the questions to be asking right now. That is the focus for everyone right now. And one way to do that is it's connecting in with other beings, that like-minded individuals, and tuning in energetically, tuning in intuitively or psychically to see, where am I being led? What is bringing me that fulfillment? And what is of service to others, but also in a way that is very inspirational and fulfilling to myself. So I would call this one moving from the me to the we. Okay, so let's see if that's our, yep, okay. And today we have with us Julie Eltman from Creative Nutrition, and she's been on the program probably, it's been a while, maybe a year ago, but has some amazing information about nutrition and I would say consciousness through food, supplements, as well as conscious parenting is a very strong focus with her, looking at the signs and symptoms of malnutrition and, of course, our school system. And that ties in a lot of this consciousness raising. It's one of the sectors of becoming more awake and more aware is obviously by what we bring into our body. So welcome to the program, Julie.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I've been having tech problems and you're a little low, so I don't know if you can adjust your
Is that better?
Oh, much better, much better. Okay, and we've had gracious people in the chat helping me along. Yeah, so how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Yeah, it's better when you're talking a little closer. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I'll stay real
close. So, yeah, lots of shifting for you because your office is closing and you're working a bit differently. Can we dive into that and then we'll get into your background?
Absolutely. I just made a big announcement that I'm closing my practice, and since I have done so, I feel 1,000 pounds lighter, so obviously it was the right choice. I do feel lighter. I feel great. The practice itself evolved. My ultimate goal has always been, and I felt like my calling has always been to be out there more, speaking to bigger groups of people, maybe in the media more, TV, radio, things like this, because my nutrition messages and my health messages are so different than everyone else's, and mine absolutely makes sense. That's usually what everyone tells me, not just my own feeling. And as I was self-publishing a book or trying to get a publisher and trying to get more involved in some bigger picture things, I realized that all of the people that were publishing books like Atkins and Zone, they all had a big practice. So I shifted my focus onto my practice more, and I dove into that, and I grew a really nice practice, and then I had a kid, and then time passed by, and then I found myself, like, sucked into this practice with dealing most of my energy and most of my time managing staff members who actually didn't really want to work and didn't really want to do their job correctly, and it took me so much away from working with my clients and really helping them, and about a month ago, I just had a really big awakening and a big aha moment and lots of fears and realizing where am I at and where do I want to be and where do I need to be. And I made the decision within 24 hours, and I just took the last few weeks to evolve it, and I just announced it just a few days ago, and it just feels great. So I am planning, my son just started kindergarten. I would love to spend more time with him instead of being racing back and forth to the office and managing people in my office rather than out there in the school system. So now that he dove into a public school for the first time and I'm seeing the mess they have over there with their health and their food and their thought processes, and I'm hoping to dive in a little bit there and make a difference. And I've been making some videos, and I'm trying to move into the modern technology world and get my educational pieces out there on YouTube and on the Internet more, where people could just tap into them from anywhere at whatever time they want. So that's kind of some of where I'm going to be shifting my energy, and it feels right, and I'm really excited about it.
Wonderful. Well, you know, that is, I would say technically, I guess, part of that converging flow is that, you know, all people from all walks of life are waking up and taking this awakened state into their everyday lives. So all the sectors, and I just applaud you for really hearing the call, because all sectors are needed, you know, whether it's food, you know, nutrition, you know, fitness, you know, professors, teachers, lawyers, students, you know, sanitation driver. Every field has to have representatives or of the new consciousness. And definitely, boy, food is a huge, as you probably, you know, I'm sure you're aware of since it's your field, that's a huge piece. You know, the conscious food, or eating more consciously, or knowing about nutrition and I call nutrition even as supplementation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we can talk about that a little when we dive into the food part, but without supplements, it's pretty close to impossible to have good health and good nutrition right now. But, you know, in terms of my own awakening, every time I talk to people, they say, wow, I know so many people going through so many life transformations right now, and that's exactly what you're talking about. It's everywhere. So many people I know are going through huge shifts. And some people resisted and others accepted.
Mm-hmm. And some people resisted? In what way are you seeing this?
I think people are, when they're fired from their job or their business goes out of business, they're freaked out and worried, what am I going to do, instead of thinking, wow, this is a great opportunity to try something else that I've been wanting to do forever. I feel most people are accepting and looking forward to it, whether a woman I know is going through a divorce and may lose her house, and she said, hey, you know, why do I want to live in the house I lived in with him anyway? I want something fresh and new, whereas the average person may be in that place and they're thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't lose my house. Like, there's a little bit of fear in people, but I really find a lot of people are starting to accept the shift and change, maybe after they process the overwhelming surprise for a few days, then they're ready to move on. So it is definitely a nice time of awakening and transition for people, as you say. Some people are resisting, but I think that those that resist don't feel well, and over time they're forced into looking at other possibilities, and maybe not so. Maybe some of them don't make it. Maybe some of them, you know, go to a dis-ease state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know from an astrological point of view, and I just put this in the chat, the forcing is that Pluto, and, you know, in Capricorn, which rules structures, and definitely the body is a structure. I mean, Capricorn ruled by Saturn has also to do with, you know, the bone and the system and the body in general. It seems that if you don't hear the call, which it sounds like you, this is amazing, I feel that we're talking about this because it's so relevant right now, especially even to the Mercury retrograde, this reevaluation and rededication. This is such a different retrograde that it's not just reevaluating or reviewing, but it's a rededication to people's goals, dreams, focus, soul purpose. And you know what I find, Julie, that's interesting, is that there usually is a call or a nudge about leaving something, releasing something, or going in a new direction. And it perhaps starts small or starts as a little bit of a wave, and then it really can take over depending how resistant people are. Let me ask you this for our listeners. How did you know, or how did your reevaluation take place as to know what was the right course of action right now in your path, especially in regards to your practice?
Well, I don't even remember exactly what happened when I had my little meltdown in tears, but it was definitely related to the same problem that I've had, which is managing staff. And then, I spoke to a business coach that I work with, and his answer was nothing's for forever, and, you know, you could change. Part of my issue was I was torn between family and being a mom and working in my career. And so when I spoke to him, he was great. He said, nothing is forever, and, you know, you have a great practice and clients, and if you take a few months off or a year off, I'm sure most of them are going to want to come back and work with you when you're ready. So, you know, don't feel pressured like you have to do this. And then I called a person like yourself that does intuitive readings and healings, and my first sentence was, I'm thinking about closing my practice, and her answer was, wow, it was like I could have had a V8. It was so obvious, you know, go for it. It seems like it's holding back. And me, when I hear that, I follow, that just was so obvious, that how could I not? And as I play with it in my brain and wonder how it would be and meditate a little and a lot of thought processes, then it just made so much sense. Every time I started telling someone I was thinking about it, everyone was like, what a great idea. So it just felt right. So I just went with it. I went with my heart, and I went with what was feeling right. And the overwhelm, the moment of like, oh my gosh, closing my practice, I don't want to be a failure, what are people going to think, that only lasted really a minute. It was more about, well, you know what, you have to close a door to open another. And I want to open so many other doors that, you know, you don't have to be stuck in a rut. I've been operating my practice for 10 years, and I've been working really, really hard to build it. And there's a lot of resistance out there to people paying for nutrition advice, because everyone thinks they know how to eat, and they know what healthy eating is. And because what I do, the functional side of the nutrition and the healing that I do with people in a one-on-one basis, it costs money. It goes against the grain. It's different than the medical world says. It's different than what the media says. And my truest mantra for the last 6 or 8 months is, I need everything to be easy. And I realized that fighting people or trying to convince people wasn't easy. And it's easier for me to just teach on a bigger scale and let people take whatever information they want. And I'm still sending my messages out. I'm still doing what makes me feel great and what I feel is important, and giving the information to people. And those that want to receive it will, in the way that I'm going to be doing it, and instead of trying to make people convinced that they have to work with me because I'm going to help them, or you know, people that are questioning, well, I have, you know, cancer, or my kid has eczema, and I heard that you can help, but how is it really going to help? And how are they going to believe me that putting mud on their body is going to get rid of their eczema? You know, and that's one of the things that I use is mud therapy to detoxify the body, but really not a common thing. So when I'm telling people, well, I'm going to have you give your kids some nutrients, and you're going to rub this mud on their body, and you're going to do this energy thing with them where they breathe and it restores their meridians, the average person thinks I'm crazy. The people that are in touch and in tune and probably your kind of listeners and people that practice yoga and meditate, it will make a lot more sense to you. But the average mom, it doesn't really make so much sense to. So I was just tired of having to explain myself. I want to work with the people that want my information. So maybe a little different than how other people may have to follow their path, but my current place and my current operation after 10 years was not as flourishing as it should be, and it wasn't as easy as it should be. And so I just was reading all the signs, listening to them.
It's interesting you say, yeah, reading the signs. Part of that nudging. But I find, too, sometimes, that we do, because I do feel, obviously, working with people one-on-one or even groups, small groups, you not only experience so much but learn so much. But I think it's a different time frame for everyone, how long, how much, what way. And maybe you just got to this point where I was called the sundial turned, and now it's a different portion, different balance, a different focus, But that you listened to that and that you also got the input, some clarity, you didn't just jump, but you took it in and you listened, I think is really good, because that's what I'm seeing more and more is being required of people. I call it being spirit-led, because some people may not look on the outside to make sense, but it's not about just what's on the outside, right? It's about what's going on internally, where you're being guided, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And there were so many little signs when I finally put all the pieces together, it just made sense. I actually have been looking for 2 years to do the exact opposite of what I just did. I was looking to expand to a facility 4 to 5 times the size and have more staff members and offer more holistic, advanced, cutting-edge, procedures and technology and things for people. And I could not find the right space for a really long time, and I found one, and then they were building it, and then the construction contract had a problem, and they have not continued. It's halfway built now, and it's been sitting still and dormant for 6 months. And so now that I took in all of these signs, I realized, wow, there's a reason why I did not find a place and dive into a 5-year contract. It was so obvious. So, yeah, everyone's operating on a different time frame, and coming into their own is going to be at age 10 for some and 20 for others and 40 for others, and sometimes it's when they're a parent and sometimes it's when someone they know that's ill. There's a time for everybody when it's going to be their call to action, and I think people just need to realize, as a practitioner, I was always aware of that. I knew that not every 35-year-old is going to be coming to me for this, that, and the other reason. It's always going to be different people at different steady. We call it the stages of change. When they were ready is when they're going to be looking for things that I have to offer or that you have to offer, or paying attention to the signs when they're ready to change and try something different. And I just think being aware is really the number one thing. People have to keep their mind open so that when they get slapped in the face with something so obvious that they realize to, follow that path.
Now, Julie, in that awareness, did you just meditate, kind of look? Did you ask yourself? Did you contemplate? How did you?
Yeah.
Was it something that built over time, or?
Yes.
How did it unfold?
Well, all of my passwords for the past, the last 3 months, my passwords have all been prosperity, but for the past 8 months before that, they were all clarity. And so when I call something in, I call it in all the way. So I meditate on clarity. Every time I log into certain places, I'm typing in clarity. I'm thinking clarity. And I was just trying to really get clear on what I wanted, on what I should be doing, on what I need to do as a mom, on what I need to do as a boss or as a nutritionist. And I write it on my water bottle. I have little stickers that I put on my water bottle that says clarity. I engulf myself in whatever I'm looking for, and I know that it's like placing an order with the universe, and once you place it, it's there. It may come tomorrow, it may come in a year. I place the order. So I focus on it and I think about it. I sometimes have pop-up reminders on my telephone that I do have, and I have had, a pop-up reminder on my telephone, a daily one for the past 6 months that says, visualize your new space and your new work scenario. And every day it pops up twice a day, and so for a moment or two, I think about it. What is it going to be? What do I want? And I think about it, because if you don't put your mind to it, then you're just waiting for something to happen, I guess. So that's how I operate. That's how I was doing it, and hopefully that'll help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I like that. You have to put attention to it. You know, our awareness doesn't happen unless we notice what's happening. We, you know, very often when people go through changes, and maybe people around them see it, but you have to, I guess, take that step back. And also, I like what you said. You do have to call it in. You know,
Yeah. Right?
You do have to. And in fact, I would guess all our signs and our messages, on one level, we called in for ourselves to do that. You know, to receive the message. So it's coming from a higher part of us, in a sense. You know.
Yeah. So it feels good. I'm excited about it, and hopefully I'll be able to reach a wider audience doing more things like this show and just being more available. My time wasn't really allowing me to do as many things like this. I was always feeling so busy.
Yeah, you were very. I remember, even to get you in last time, it took a lot of balance. I remember a lot of balancing.
A lot of just.
Yeah. Now, what about, because you also were working with those wonderful supplements, and was it the BRT?
Yeah, the BRT, the new name for the BRT is the QCI, which I really like a lot better. It's the Quantum Coherence Integrator.
Okay.
On a quantum level, it integrates all of the nutrients, all of the meridians, all the channels, everything in your body. It's a tiny little glass jar that is probably about the length of your pointer finger, a little bit smaller, maybe more like the length of somebody's thumb. And it has volcanic ash from all over the world. It has a high piezoelectric charge. So when you bring it near your crown chakra, if your feet are on the ground, it pulls Schumann waves from the earth through your body all the way through to your crown. So for someone who knows what it feels like to raise energy or, you know, pull the energy up from your root to your crown chakra, that's what it feels like. And you don't have to work so hard the way some people do with meditating. In 20 seconds, it really just restores every meridian, all the chakras, all the energy channels of the body. I absolutely use this personally 2 to 3 times a day. I use it on my kid every single day. I put it over my husband's head all the time when he's not looking or paying attention because he's not always into it. And I still sell a ton of them. I feel that everyone should have one. Every family should have one. They can share it. It's not a personal energy thing. The way I try to explain it in the simplest terms is it's as if you had 300 hours of Reiki or acupuncture or yoga or meditation in 20 seconds. It restores
wow.
all of your channels, all of your blockages. So a couple of the things that I work with on a one-on-one basis is helping people clear emotional blockages and physical blockages, because those are two of the most common reasons why people have health problems. And in using the QCI near your head, it opens up every channel every time you use it. So if you injured your tailbone or you broke your, you dislocated your shoulder and it feels like a knot in there and there's, you know, the energy may not be flowing so nicely through a certain area, it likely is not. So nutrients are not going to the area. Oxygen is not going to the area. So it's not really healing as well as it could. But in 20 seconds of using the QCI, energy flourishes and floods everywhere in every meridian and opens everything up instantly. So there's an exponential effect of the nutrients that you eat or the supplements that you take or anything that you do for a period of time after you first use the QCI. So it's really one of my favorite devices. I also use it to restore people's energy fields and their meridians so that I can ask, like, a private investigator of their body and figure out why they have headaches or why they have infertility or some of those bigger picture things that I do on a one-on-one basis. So I use it for many purposes, but the average person can use it to plug in mantras, like to create affirmations. So if they want to bring in prosperity or clarity, they can use that, restore their field in 20 seconds, and while it's still over their head and they're in a restored state, they can say, I want clarity, or I have clarity. They can, you know, use positive affirmations, or they can clear an old trauma or an old emotional injury, like, I love and forgive my mom for what she said when I was 10, or you know, I love and forgive my ex for everything that happened so that now I can be healthy. So if a divorce is blocking someone from being healthy now, they might use it that way. So it has many, many, many purposes. But yes, that is, I'm still using that. I still love all the products that I use because as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, I'll go into the nutrition for a moment. And even if you're eating the absolute most healthiest organic diet today in 2010, it's not enough. It's not enough. You can eat 5 huge salads and sprouted grains and all kinds of great raw stuff. It's not enough. In 1970, if you ate one peach and you counted the vitamin A that you got from that one peach, in the year 2010, to get the exact same nutritional status of that vitamin A, you would need to eat 23 peaches.
Wow.
Today,
you have to eat 20 peaches.
Just to get the vitamin A, but if you wanted, like, the zinc or the copper or, you know, it's just, we have, so there are 20,000 new chemicals introduced into the air, into the water every single year. So it's new things also because they're always manufacturing new things. So besides the stuff that it gets pumped into the ground and into the air and into the water, there's also new stuff that we're exposed to. So that's part of people's immune problems and part of people's allergy problems is we can't even control it because there's new stuff all the time that people are building up, that people are just exposed to. And the stuff that goes into the ground and into the water, I mean, a lot of things people do not take into context when they are eating organic fruit or organic food is the water. So the ground may not have pesticides on it, but the water may be flooded with fluoride and mercury and toxic stuff that they water the plants with. So with all of that and with a polluted soil, even if it's organic, there's still pollutants because the wind blows. So with all of that, the soil is supposed to be alive and it has all kinds of nutrients, but it uses up the nutrients to combat the chemicals. It's like fighting off the chemicals and the toxicity so that when you eat a carrot that came out of the soil, it is already nutrient deficient compared to what it was 20 or 30 years ago. And the average person today has 4 times as much stress as they used to. And that's maybe even a low number. We have electromagnetic frequency. We have cell phones and Wi-Fis and cell phone towers. So even if it's not your own cell phone that you're on, just living in a Wi-Fi town completely stresses your system out all day long. So we have 4 to maybe more times stress and probably 1/3 the amount of nutrients in our food. So that's the society. That's the depressing news of what we're living in today. So the positive side of it is that we have products like the ones I use in my practice, and there's a lot of raw and organic kind of products out there on the market, and, you know, we just need to be a pill-popping nation, it's sad to say, that we can't really get all of our nutrients just from food. We have to supplement.
You really have to supplement, okay. Well, you know, it's interesting, and, of course, you, I think in the first issue, August issue, did article for Conscious Inspired Living, which was great, by the way. And this month we had a woman that founded Beyond O2 Water. It's alkaline and oxygen water.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying the same thing, Julie, that you're saying, that, you know, in all similar statistics about the soil in particular, as well, you know, the foods and nutrients just aren't there anymore. And as far as the water, also mentioning the, you know, the fluoride, as you just mentioned, as well, that we have to supplement. We you know, you have to have the better, you know, water as well as soil. So it sounds like to me, you're, you know, and I'm hearing it from you, hearing it from her, I'm hearing it even from, you know, from other sources, that in a way, if we're not doing that, we're kind of putting our head in the sand, so to speak, pretending that it's all, that the food has the same nutrients that they did, you know, 10, 15, 20 plus 30 years ago, you know, even 50 years ago. And what I'm hearing you say, they definitely do not.
Correct. Correct. And the way you said it is exactly right. I mean, and so we all really need to supplement, and there's not enough good information out there about what supplements to take. People come in here to my office with 15 or 20 different products, and it's like chaotic. It takes them probably a half hour to take them in the morning. They don't know what they're taking. They're buying them from Costco. They're doing what Fitness Magazine or Shape Magazine or Men's Health says to take. And a lot of that, it's really a science. It's too much of one is going to interfere with another. And so that's one piece of the challenge with people taking supplements. And the second piece is that if you're buying your products from Costco or Rite Aid, and sadly, even from Whole Foods, a lot of the products have a lot of starches and fillers and just as many toxicities in them. The products that I use are all grown, also sadly, outside the United States, where there's no groundwater or ground contamination for 20 to 30 miles, and they're not only put to test in the lab to see if they have lead or mercury, but they're also put to energy testing. And the energy testing is really cool. So the same way, if anyone's familiar with applied kinesiology or that type of energy testing, I use QRA. It's just a little bit more of an advanced form, where we can touch someone's body and figure out where the blockages and the weaknesses are. We can do the same testing with food and with supplements. And if a food tests poorly, it means that either it was processed, overly processed, so it doesn't have as much nutritional content. It may have toxic raw materials or pesticides or something in it. It really means that if you eat it, it's like putting unleaded in a diesel engine, or diesel in an unleaded engine. It's not going to match the human body, and it, in the end, may add more harm than good. And so the products that I use, I could hammer 20 times, and they still test well. Like, I could put it to the biggest stress, and they still test well. And that means that when they get incorporated into your body, they can handle a ton of stress, and they're also operating on the same frequency, the same energy as the human energy. And so a simple way to understand that stress factor is we eat plants, right? We eat fruits and vegetables. They are outside in the sun, in the rain, in whatever weather, 24/7. I mean, take a flower that is in Hawaii and grows, or like an apple or a banana. It's out there in the sun 24/7. It might be 100 degrees, it may be 150 degrees, but it still withstands and it actually grows. So that's telling you that there's a lot of antioxidants in that food or fruit, because it can handle all that stress of that extreme heat and sun. So that's one of the reasons why we want to eat plants, because they can handle it. If I put my arm outside my window and held it there for even 24 hours, it would probably fry and turn bright red and hurt. And yet a banana can withstand that. And one of the reasons why the acai fruit has been so highly publicized and talked about in the last year with the Mona V and all those acai fruits and drinks that you can now buy is because the acai grows in a place where there is every type of weather. They have freezing rain. They have cold as can be, and they have hot as can be, and they have storms, and it still grows. So it can withstand freezing and heat. and it still grows and flourishes and has very high nutritional content. So when you eat that, you are getting really high doses of antioxidants, things that can hold up the stress. And so those are the kinds of things we want to put in our body. And when I test the nutrients that I use, they can hold up to throwing them against the wall, stomping on them, hammering, and they still have energy, in fact. It's pretty amazing. And I can do the littlest, minuscule touch of a vitamin that some of my clients walk in the door with that they spend $30 or $40 or $50 on, and it doesn't even withhold the littlest touch of energy. And, you know, that's not the kind of product I want to put in my body. It's definitely not what I would recommend, and I wouldn't put it into a child's body. And yet, unfortunately, those manufacturers don't test for energy. They only test through the machines to see if there's lead in it. So it's a different kind of a protocol, a different kind of a quality control. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have a couple questions, quite a few questions in the chat as well. I want to touch on, one, Brand Alpha saying this material needs to be taught to our kids in school, which I know that's a big purpose of yours, and we'll get into that. Had a question here about the soil depleted. You feel the soil is depleted, and then as well as to, I think light, she got one, I believe, from you before. I have a QCI. How does she suggest using it? Hold it while meditating or what?
Hold it right on the crown of your head and just stand on the ground. You can close your eyes or you could sit in a chair, just keep your feet on the ground, and just breathe for 20 seconds. You could stay longer. Longer is sometimes better if you haven't used it in a while or if you've never used it. And then I usually have people take a deep breath in and hold it for 10 seconds. And then as they're exhaling, hit themselves on the head 4 times hard, right on the crown chakra, right where, straight up from the ears as they exhale. And that really locks all your meridians on for a good couple of hours. Unless, of course, you have your cell phone right next to your ear, then it kind of throws you off a little pretty quickly.
Okay, we have a couple of new people in the chat that are now asking, what is the QCI? So if you can touch on that again. And then also, if you still have that product, because I know it's amazing. We had listeners before. I think Light might have gotten one from you, Debbie. But I know we had quite a few listeners before get those and really like. So please, Quantum Coherence Integrate, if you can touch on that again, Julie, and then let the listeners know where they can get that, what would you call it, healing tool?
Yeah.
Integrate tool?
Definitely a healing energy tool. One of the ways, let me explain what it is, and then I'll give you another way to use it. It's a tiny little crystal glass. It is made out of Swiss quartz crystal, and it has volcanic ash in it. It looks like dirt. I left one on my feet on an airplane, and within 3 seconds when I went back to get it, they already threw it out because they thought it was nothing. It looks like nothing, but it is incredibly powerful. It has a high piezoelectric charge. If you put it near your heart, it will actually draw energy from the ground to your heart. If you put it near your shoulder, it will draw energy there. So you can put it near a place that bothers you, but we also don't want to create more blockages. If you send a ton of energy to your shoulder, it could tighten that area up over time because it's not sending enough energy to the other side of your body. So we really put it usually near the crown chakra with your feet on the ground. Open your eyes or close them, doesn't matter, and you just take deep breaths for 20 seconds, and it's as if you just had a couple of hundred hours of meditation, Reiki, acupuncture, any kind of meditation. It turns on all of your meridians, all your chakras, all your energy fields in 20 seconds. You can use it. I use it first thing in the morning, so before you take supplements, before you eat food. If you are thinking positive thoughts about your food before you eat it, you'll absorb more nutrients. When you use the QCI before you take your supplements, there's an exponential effect in those nutrients. So if you're taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C, but you use the QCI first, your body may receive it as like 3,000 milligrams. It increases. everything. It increases your uptake, your digestion, assimilation, and utilization of the nutrients. It also calms people down. When people are stressed, they will use it, and they just feel better. So I recommend using it first thing in the morning, and then I usually use it first thing when I come home later in the day again, like before making dinner or eating dinner. It is crystal, so I don't recommend people carry it around with them because I wouldn't want it to break. And the second there is an injury to my child or any kids I work with, I have that parent bring that crystal right over their head. The very, very first time I did that with my child when he was about one, he was hysterical crying, he fell, and I put that thing near his head, and hysterical tears went to hysterical laughter in like a split second. It was phenomenal. So it rebalances you, and because kids operate so close to joy, as soon as I restored him, he was joyful again. So with an injury to a child that you don't want to, you know, medical world will say, you know, a kid could fall and hit their head, and the medical world will give you an MRI and a CAT scan and say everything's fine. But the energy world and the work I do will tell you that when that child is 20 or 30, they'll be coming to me saying I get headaches and migraines or digestive problems because it really was an energy block that started when they were one or two that stuck with them the rest of their life. And when they became old enough to be more aware of what goes on in their body, it affects them. So any injury, as soon as it happens or within a day, using the QCI, it restores everything right away. So that child who smashes their head won't end up in my office when they're 20 or 30 with migraines. You're actually restoring the energy field immediately, so healing can be quicker. So whether you use castor oil or rosemary oil or various nutrients to help them heal from that injury, it will heal faster, quicker, and it will not be a problem later in life. So those are some of the uses of the QCI and what it is. My company is Creative Nutrition. Our website is creativenutrition.com. The email address is info@creativenutrition.com. The email address will be there for a while longer, but as we talked about at the beginning of our session, as of September 30th, I'm closing Creative Nutrition and operating from home and waiting to open some new doors. I will still be selling some of the products, absolutely. I have a large handful of QCIs.
Now, are you going to keep the Creative Nutrition website?
The website will be up for a while longer, and probably what I'll do is when I create a different website, they'll be tied together. So I think you'll always be able to find me through creativenutrition.com. My personal email address is Julie, J-U-L-I-E, @creativenutrition.com. And because so you can reach me those ways. The QCI is $80. It will last for the rest of your life if you don't drop and break it. It's not the kind of thing that you can't share. You can absolutely use it from person to person. You can share it with your friends, your kids, your family members. It's one can fit everybody in the family. We ship UPS, so not a problem. Because this closing Creative Nutrition has all kind of happened pretty quickly, I don't really have a new website address yet. I'm still working on some of those things. So for a period of time, you'll easily be able to reach me through Creative Nutrition. The phone number will be inactive as of October 4th, though. So if you...
I did have another question. Where do you suggest storing the QCI, the Quantum Coherence Integrator?
I personally store mine in my nightstand. And when the first thing I do when I get into bed also is I rest it on my head because it does work when you're all relaxed and close to the ground and lying down. It feels better when your feet are on the ground, but first thing I do when I get into bed is put that on my head and just do a few deep breaths and relax for a few minutes. Sometimes I sleep with it by accident. And then I put it on my nightstand. First thing I do when I open my eyes in the morning is I rest it back on my head. So close off my night, start off my day, all balanced out. And then I personally transport it with me to my bathroom where I look in the mirror at myself and I say my positive affirmations while using it over my head, and then I keep it in the bathroom during the day, but really far back on the counter, so no way of it falling and breaking on the tile. And so, because you usually come back to your bathroom soon after you come home to either wash your hands or whatever you're going to do, and then I use it again at that time. So I store it in a nightstand or in somewhere in a safe place far away from where it can break is what I really recommend. I take it with me every time I travel. My PCI has been to 3 or 4 countries and many states already. I usually carry it in my pocket because I never want it to be thrown around in luggage. And so sometimes I use it on the airplane. I've actually used it on the airplane, and it definitely works, which is odd because you're so high up in the sky. But I've used it on other people and done some testing, and I know that it works on the airplane. And it will not go off when you walk through the X-ray machine. In a way, it's got to protect you because it has such good energy. When you walk through that X-ray machine, it scans you, and it does zap a certain energy wavelength of your body. And that's kind of another story of some of the work that I do is restoring some of that stuff. All the EMFs there. So the QCI does not restore you from EMFs, but it just restores your meridians and your channels and your chakras. Walking through the X-ray machine and keeping it with you on the airplane is not going to protect you from the EMFs. For that, I have a little rock that you carry with you called a tektite, and that's a whole nother
story. What is it called? Julie, is that called? EMF protection?
The EMF protection, yeah, the electromagnetic frequency. Everywhere that you go that has an electric store, if you look up, there's a little red laser, and it scans you, and it like, the way I talk about it with my kid, it goes like it's zapping you, and it's weakening your energy field. And your cell phone does that too, and the red scanners at Target and Walmart and Whole Foods where they scan your food also scan your body.
So scanning our food, throwing our food off.
They are absolutely scanning our food and destroying the DNA and denaturing the proteins. Exactly. For that, I have the remediation for that is a laser that I use that we sell to people. And I laser all my clients, and it's just one way to restore a different wavelength, a different frequency of energy. So you have light waves and sound waves and microwaves. We kind of know about all those, like, in the world. They're intangible. You can't really see them, but we know they're different frequencies. In the human body, you have a couple of different frequencies, and the EMFs wipe out one of your frequencies. So we have this tape called Q-tape. I have all different ways you can use it. You can put it on your phone, your iPod, on your car, your circuit breaker at home. And when you're out and about in the world, you can carry this rock with you, which acts like a force field. So when you go through that X-ray machine, if it scans you, the rock kind of blocks it. It's phenomenal. It comes from a place where a meteor crashed onto the Earth. And every
what is
time
this called, the electromagnetic EMF protection? What is that called? We have a question in the chat.
The rock itself is called a tektite, T-E-K-T-I-T-E, and they come in different sizes. So a small person would get a small, and a guy who's 6 feet tall would get a large. So they're proportional to your body and how much protection you need. A person who's really ill, a woman who only weighs about 130, 140, but she's really sick or doesn't feel good, I would probably still give her a medium or a large until she gets stronger. Because every time you go through one of those things, it zaps you. And they absolutely radiate and zap your food. And so we have a laser that I use in the office, but I do also sell them. They're under $200, and I've had mine for 5 years. And I laser all of my food and all my refrigerator and all my pantry and my house and my family. I do the food before it even goes in the cabinet, even from the farmer's market. The farmer's market's a great place to buy food because they don't radiate, they don't zap your food. But when you purchase food, they absolutely denature your protein and mess it up so that it's coming into your body all food already and energy. You know, I've been to places where I've had food that was made with love and it tastes amazing and energetically tests well. So if you have some kind of energy thing you can do to your food, I would absolutely do it every time, because someone is out to get us, because someone's letting all this stuff slide by. They you know, you can't buy anything without them scanning it anymore. And
I know. Well, as you're saying this, Julie, and I've never thought, you know, and I'm aware of this, but I never associated it with the food when we're shopping, even in the health food store. That
even
food
in the
is radiated. That scanning is, that composition changes, that scanning does change the composition of the body, you know. So I don't
exactly
take away from anything. Wow.
So they're scanning
our
bodies. It's huge. It's a really, you know, we have a lot of big, scary things on our hands. You know, the GMO thing is just as scary. All this stuff is huge, and people want to know why their kids have allergies and they're sick and why so many people are getting more sick. I mean, the bad side of all the cool stuff of modern technology is that it harms us so much. So, you know, I always try to explain my depressing news with the fact that there's remediation for this stuff. It's just not publicized. So the laser that I have has been treated and remanipulated to be a healing laser. But when you go and you get laser therapy on your hair or laser therapy on your toes or all these different kinds of laser therapies, or you get an x-ray at the dentist, all of this stuff completely wipes out your energy field. And if you have other health issues, you do not recover. I have people that just do not recover until maybe their second or third visit with me, when they're taking nutrients, and I customize it to everyone, but when they're really building up health, when their pH is alkaline, when they've done some kinds of energy work of some sort, or, you know, because not everyone has energy healers wherever they live, and they might not know of some. The QCI is one cool thing, the laser is another, and carrying a rock with you and putting this tape on all your electrical devices, these are going to protect you from the devastating effects of the unseen health destroyers, because it's the unseen things that are a problem. So you are what you eat, and you are what you wear on your skin, and the clothes, you know, the laundry detergent and the chemicals that you wash, and all of that stuff is so true, and we've been talking about that today with the soil and all of that, but in the end, all of what you eat only comprises 1% of your health, and your environment comprises 99% of your health.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some physics out there, and physics is intangible, but that is what your environment and your energy is. That is why it is such a big deal.
You need to create for us in the 21st century, Julie, just even what you told us, if people got the QCI, the laser, then you've got the Tektite rock, you know, just a little bit, it's like going out with, you know, your whatever, sunscreen or sunblock, or you put your, you know, jojoba oil in your hair, whatever, or your body, or whatever you're doing, you know, you're eating certain foods, or it seems like a little kit. You know, we all have our little technology kits, you know, that we go with, whether, you know, your iPhone, iPod, you know, we come prepared. You know, if you go on vacation, you bring books and your music. But this sounds like stuff that's really about being prepared for the living in the times that we're in now.
Absolutely. And you know, your listeners are probably more ready to accept this information.
Yeah.
But when I have clients that walk in here and they're coming to me because I'm a nutritionist and they want to learn how to eat right because they don't feel good, and I give them that little piece of information that we just discussed, they think I'm crazy. So, you know, they're like, what about what I eat for breakfast? And like, it's almost not important. It's because your food is radiated and you're on your iPod and your iPhone and now your iPad, and because there's two cell phone towers near your house, that's why you don't feel good.
Right, it's much bigger than all of that.
Now,
the laser is one thing. You said you've got the Tektite rock. We've got a question. What was the laser? Is that
The laser that I have looks like a pen, So you can carry it with you everywhere. It's not as fragile as the QCI. The Tektite is also not fragile. The laser, I use it again in my office to help heal people. It's the kind of thing where the very first time I used it, I was like, oh, this is cool. Let me test it out. And I had crazy, crazy, crazy dreams. So too much is not good, but it's like a bar of soap. Like you shower in the morning and you shower at night. You can laser in the morning before you go out into the world, and you can laser down at night to clean off.
The one you use for the food, or is it the Tektite?
Yeah, no, I use the laser on all the food. That was what I was just going to say. I carry my laser with me, so when no one's looking and if I eat at a restaurant, I laser my food before I eat it. But I laser my kid and my husband before they go out for the day. I laser everyone at night. I laser all of my food. I go through my pantry and my refrigerator randomly a couple of times a week, and then when I unpack my groceries, they go into the kitchen, and I go through the bags, and I laser everything down, upside down, flip it around, and just laser it so that once it goes in the cabinet, I feel safe eating it, and I feel safe putting it into my kid's body. If it's like a box that has, like, individually wrapped things in it, sometimes I open them, sometimes I don't, but that's why once a week or so when I'm looking through the cabinet and my laser's sitting on the counter, I just go back and I go through everything again. It only takes 2 seconds. It's not really a big deal, but the health impact is huge. So the laser is something you can carry with you. You can absolutely laser a couple of times during the day. I mean, if you drive in a Prius or another car that's electric and you're on your iPad or your BlackBerry and your iPhone all day long and those are not protected, you're going to want to relaser yourself a couple of times again. The laser, you kind of paint your body. It's like you do circular motion on your core, and then you do absolutely the bottom of your feet, because most of us stand and live in buildings that are not even, like, energetically connected to the earth in a sense. So just like it feels good to put your feet on the ground or in the sand or in the ocean, lasering the bottom of your feet often is all it takes for someone to feel better. But I would laser down the whole body just like you were painting your body. It has like a little green light on it, and it's a green tip light, and you just paint your body. And it can only help. It may detox some people to a certain extent, especially if it's not monitored, if you just decide to buy a laser from me and laser yourself. Just go easy. Go do it a little bit, 10 to 30 seconds at most. It does not need to be a big thing. But I laser every so often, maybe once a month, I go around my house and I laser all my TVs and my kid's sheets and his bedding, because, I don't know, people bring things in and out of your house and there's probably weird energies. And if they put up a cell phone tower a mile away, you might not even know about it, but it could be like radiating your house. There, on a big scale, all of this topic of what we're talking about is called Vastu, V-A-S-T-U. And Vastu is...
Vastu, V-A-S-T-U.
V-A-S-T-U.
Mm-hmm.
And Vastu is one of the services that we offer at Creative Nutrition. Mm-hmm. All of these little things we're talking about are pieces of the Vastu. But Vastu is way bigger but similar to feng shui, the way people think of it. Creating an energy flow in your environment. My office has been, we call it remediated. My office is Vastu. My home is Vastu. My car is Vastu. So where I spend 95 to 98% of my time and where my kid spends a lot of his time is all remediated. So my house has been remediated so I could bring 20 televisions and HD TVs and computers in there, and I'm safe. I don't need to have my rock when I'm in my house. I don't need to have all my individually things taped up and, remediated, because my house as a whole has been remediated. And when you Vastu your home, it's more of an expense, but if you're going to live in your place for the rest, if you own your house and you're going to live there forever, you might want someone to come in and Vastu it, because when you are there, you're safe. Otherwise, you have to carry your Tektite around with you when you're naked, when you're undressing, when you're in the shower, because if your neighbor has Wi-Fi, they're going to zap you when you're in your house. And the quickest, easiest remediation I have for that zap is the laser.
in a stronger, healthier body, or someone may bounce back more quickly by going outside in the air and in the solar radiation, where it's, you know, going to heal people. But the average person doesn't have that. Or if they go to a healer or a Reiki person or an energy person, they may get some healing, but it is nowhere near the same as how fast the laser and the QCI work and being in a remediated environment. So here in Los Angeles, I have a specialist that will come to your home or office and remediate for you. And I may know one or two people around the country. I know some of your listeners are international. I don't know if I could help them right now. They can buy little pieces and do some of it themselves. We sell to Vastu your home. The cost is, and how much work is involved, depends on how big your home is and how many electronics are in it, and really how many electronics are outside your home and how many cell phone towers nearby. But we bury different kinds of rocks, some of the tektites and some other rocks that kind of look like hematite, but they have a higher electric charge. We bury them in the ground around your home, so it's kind of like creating this, like, white light around your home. It's pretty cool.
I love it. And, I mean, definitely people getting that, but I think even just starting with, you know, even having some of these more portable radiation devices or, you know, product. Because you're right, you know, with we aren't getting the natural rebalancing from a lot of nature or, like you said, the solar radiation, that healing radiation. Part of it, too, so many people are inside so much, and maybe it's weather or maybe it's because of work. We're just not, we're not out in the tilling the soil as much. We're not out farming or whatever, you know, walking as much. Even if you're doing all that, there still is a high, you know, incidence of electrical equipment or electronics in the home. I think this is great, though. I think it really gives people kind of a hands-on tool to kind of offset this other, you know, non-life enhancing stuff, you know, the jiggling around our DNA, if you will, our energetic structure.
Yeah, and I know we wanted to talk about food and nutrition, but this is how my path has become, this is where my path has been taking me, and obviously that's the path of the conversation, because this makes a larger impact than the food alone.
Yeah. Well, I think as more people are knowing about this, Julia, maybe that's part of the mission, because to me what we're talking about really is, it is, you know, life nutrition, just like, you know, nutrition, what, you know, what we take in our mind, you know, what books are we reading, what people are we around. But you brought up a good point a few minutes ago about, you know, the 99%, because the environment, we're not going to change the environment. We've got the evolution that we're at, but we do have to find ways to adapt. We have to be, like ginseng, we have to be an adaptogen. But we need, and even to your point, we need that supplementation, whatever it is. You have to have, and I think more and more there needs to be tools out there that people can proactively and positively adapt to the, you know, environment, you know. And I think intention is key, but I really do feel that there are something, you know, still need sun. You still need certain, you know, nutrients or things that rebalance. We can't be expected to sit in a room and just dream of the sun and to have the benefit of the sun. We actually need to get out into the sun, because that's where we are in this world. It's about experiencing. So I really do feel that what you're bringing is so, gosh, not just important but critical right now.
Yeah, really critical. And a point about the sunlight is that the hypothalamus is a really super important gland that, with stress, it goes weak. It doesn't really work as well. That's like one of the first places that people physically feel their stress. I don't think anyone would say, oh, my hypothalamus hurts, but it's because it weakens then the, it has correlation with the thyroid and the adrenal glands, so metabolism and energy and even blood sugar, and just it's located in your head, and everything in your head controls and regulates everything from the neck down. And it's really close to the crown chakra, actually, energetically, where we do our testing for it. With stress, the hypothalamus is the main organ that those adaptogens work on to strengthen it. And when you go out into the sunlight, the whole rest of your body technically should restore, except for the hypothalamus. That needs extra help. And it has something to do with the way the energy moves in the environment. And I don't know if it's different during Mercury retrograde or when other kind of environmental shifts are going on, but with the Vastu, like in a Vastu home, if you go outside, if you're stressed and you go outside and get sunlight and come into a Vastu home, your whole body's remediated. It's like you lasered down in QCI just by being in that Vastu environment. And it's also kind of like that feng shui with the Vastu. It brings good things. If people are attracted to it, I can't tell you how many people just walk into my office, and when they do for their actual appointment, they just unload. They get so relaxed and comfortable. People take off their shoes. They're just like, it's such a happy, energetic feeling to be in that kind of place. But it's like you said, it's not well known. It's something I've been trying to promote a little bit, and you know, maybe this is a little bit more of my new path of why I'm closing down the office, because people wouldn't want to come to a nutritionist and leave with rocks and crystals and lasers. That wouldn't be their intention.
The spirit of your higher self is going to give you a new name. I know sometimes the titles, you know, we need that. People want to connect into us by a certain name and then have a certain expectation from that. But I definitely feel what you're offering is, like I said, very, you know, not just valid, but so needed, and it's so comprehensive, you know. We'll definitely have to have you back on again because we're winding out of time, but I did want to touch in, because you mentioned a couple times with your son, as well, and, you know, lasering him, all of your food, and even putting the QCI above him or your husband. How important do you feel this is even for children to have this kind of tool?
It is so, so, so important. I mean, it's the crazy environment that we have right now. I mean, my kid was in preschool, and I would go there, and there's like 20 kids in the class, and just visually, we didn't really talk about all the signs and symptoms of malnutrition, but visually at least 12 of them. So more than half of those kids, just with like a 2-second look at them, look sick to me. They look like they have malnutrition. So, and then, you know, parents are just, they're just not well-informed. They're trying to feed their kids healthy. They listen to the media. They're trying to do convenience things. And these kids, I haven't met a kid besides mine, and even mine, that doesn't have a problem. Every kid, even the ones that look like perfect, you find out they don't speak, or their speech was delayed, or they have a limp when they walk, or they act out. I have yet to meet a kid that doesn't have a problem. When I go on vacation to where my family, where I grew up, and I see so many friends I've been friends with for life, and they all have kids, every single one of their kids, this summer, 20 children that I came in contact with have health problems. This one wears glasses, she can't really see. This one can't fall asleep at night. He's 9 and he's taking melatonin. I mean, this one has...
Yeah, there's so much going on. I remember growing up, I mean, we were hardly ever sick, and I don't know, it just seemed like there was more resilience. Do you take that back again to the soil, the food, the water, or do you feel that there's...
It's everything. It's the radiation, it's the cell phones. I mean, I see, if you were my babysitter and you even came in 10 feet with my kid with your cell phone, I fired you on the spot. My cell phone is remediated. I don't want them putting that radiation near my kid. And I see kids playing on iPads and iPhones for hours, and they're looking at the pictures, and the technology part of it is great. They're becoming advanced, but the radiation they're getting is terrible, and the average person is nutrient deficient. When you see dry lips, then they are, if they're dry or chapped or the skin is dry, it's a mineral deficiency, a pH imbalance, or a liver gallbladder problem. And so, yeah, with the pollution in the air, the pollution in the food and the soil, there's so much stress going on in an average body. And a baby, everything's new to a baby. That's why they get, like, the ear infections or the colds and when they're little. But it is overwhelming what it is right now. I mean, probably just as high as the number of C-sections these days, I believe, is the number of ear tubes children are getting, because they have, and the ears equal the kidneys. The ears are the kidneys energetically in your body. And so the kidneys are just trying to download and filter out the toxicity that the body comes in contact with. So these children with these multiple ear infections, it's just terrible. They're just exposed to so much toxicity. So there's the environmental stuff for the toxicity. There's the EMF stuff, which leaves you nutrient depleted. And then there's the nutrition depletion because the food is depleted. And then on top of it, you may not know, but the numbers of parents that don't even use tissues or napkins anymore. Every single kid gets a wipe. They get their hands dirty. They wipe with alcohol and with like chemicals in it. They blow their nose. They get a wipe. I mean, they're dirty. They use Purell. They're depleting their kids and poisoning them. Basically, it's so sad, and that's why our kids are having all these problems. So the parents need to be educated. And they need to make it a safe environment for their kids. I was with somebody a couple of months ago whose kids do not eat a piece. They have three children. Their kids do not eat food. All I see them eat is chocolate and candy. Oh, you're hungry? Here's a chocolate bar. Oh, you're hungry? A hot dog was the closest thing to food I saw this kid eat in 10 days. And I was appalled. But then the parents commented on, Don't wipe your hands on that dirty kitchen rag. You may get germs. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Like, let the kid, the germs shouldn't be the problem. Feed your kid food. Like, you're so worried about a germ or drinking out of someone else's water bottle because they had a cold, but you're not thinking about what the real problem is that your kid eats pollution and pesticide all day long. You bathe them in bubble bath and soap that has more toxins than I can even probably count on my hands. Their laundry detergent, so the clothes that they're wearing, is loaded with all this environmental stuff, further overloading the skin and the kidneys and the liver. And you're worried about them drying their hands on a dirty rag, you know? So it is so important for the kids. I mean, if we talk about the kids being the future of our world, these kids today have so many more challenges than we did as kids. Like you said, we weren't sick. We didn't have cell phones. I think a microwave was only invented, or I had my first one when I was 14. So
yeah.
For 14 years, I was not exposed to a thing.
Yeah. And we didn't use the other thing. I don't know. My mom wanted to use it. Julie, we're out of time, but this has been absolutely insightful and informative. I mean, I think this information definitely needs to be gotten out there more in love to have you back to continue the dialogue. And also, anybody that would like to connect with Julie, it's creativenutrition.com. And as you heard, there's some changes coming up, but she'll be back here and I'm sure at other places to share more of her information and insight on this. But you are able to get the QCI there and the Tektite Rock and the laser as well and any other information. creativenutrition.com.
Yeah, there's no shopping cart. There's no shopping cart on the website, but if you email info@creativenutrition.com with your contact info, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Have a blessed day, and it's great to connect. Thank you so much for this insightful information. This has been great.
Yeah. Thank you, too. Take care.
And thank you, listener participants. This has been wonderful to connect with all of you. For further information from Julie Eltman, you can go to we have creativenutrition.com.